Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, and officials in New Mexico say they're gathering evidence and information before deciding whether to file any kind of charges in connection with the fatal movie set shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza says investigators have the gun Baldwin fired and the bullet that killed both cinematographer Helena Hutchins and hurt director Joel Souza.
So I think what we've learned is we suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there.
He says investigators are figuring that part out. Santa Fe County DA Mary Carmack Altwee says a thorough investigation is crucial before she makes any decisions.
If the facts and evidence and law support charges, then I will initiate prosecution at that time.
Mendoza says interviews continue and the investigation will take some time. He does say investigators have talked to Baldwin, and he says Baldwin has been generally cooperative. Los Angeles is launching the country's largest guaranteed basic income pilot program in the country. More than 3,000 families will each receive $1,000 a month over the next year. Mayor Eric Garcetti on the goal of this program.
We're looking to help, first and foremost, people to break out of poverty. And because a majority of Angelenos who live below the poverty line are Angelenos of color, we see guaranteed basic income as a means of building a stronger social safety net and as an instrument of racial equality.
The money will be given out with no strings attached to families impacted by the pandemic who are living in poverty. Garcetti says it's possible the program will be extended beyond 12 months if successful. Applications are being accepted through next Sunday. A bear was spotted this morning at a residential neighborhood in San Dimas, and at last report, he's still wandering around there. Calls started coming in about 7:15 that the animal was wandering near Gladstone Street and San Dimas Road. The LA County Sheriff says deputies were sent to the neighborhood, and wildlife authorities were notified to safely handle the removal of the bear. And as of right now, it has not been caught. He's just going about his business. A federal appeals court says it doesn't have the jurisdiction to force the FAA to reroute planes from Hollywood Burbank Airport that are flying over Sherman Oaks and Studio City. The court says a letter from that bureau that says it won't go back to an old flight plan is not a final order, and that keeps the court from being able to rule on it. The group Studio City for Quiet Skies criticized the decision, saying in a statement the FAA made changes 4 years ago that altered the lives of 100,000 people. Long Beach residents say the air pollution is getting worse as the port ramps up operations to move cargo, and they're outraged nothing's being done to address it.
On a partially clear day, you can go on top of the hill and Signal Hill and look out there, and you can see the yellow air.
Farrell Golden with the West Long Beach Association tells KNX he's never seen the smog this bad as dozens of cargo ships wait to be offloaded. He points out Long Beach is already dealing with so many negative health outcomes.
We're already suffering from one of the highest death rates from COVID-19. It's been established by UCLA School of Public Medicine. It was also confirmed that it's an increase in pollution. Something like 14.5 more tons have already been added to the air. And this is before the going 24/7.
Golden says the port has done nothing to address the air pollution.
You tell them, hey, you messed up. Oh, yeah, we know it, but ain't nobody told us we had to clean this up. People are dying. Oh, yeah. But nobody told us we had to stop. It's self-evident. AQMD say they're not under no mandate to make them stop. So therefore,
they're not going to stop them.
The backlog at the ports of L.A. and Long Beach is expected to last into 2022. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Attorneys representing African-Americans whom they believe were targeted by Beverly Hills police say the racial profiling has been going on in that city for a long time and that it must stop. They're even calling for state and federal probes into the actions of officers. KNX 1070's John Baird is live in Beverly Hills with more.
The attorneys have just filed a claim this week, a government claim, and they've also filed, of course, a class action lawsuit. They believe police are going after African Americans here and that a Rodeo Drive task force was clearly targeting blacks as they patrolled the shopping district. And more than 90% of those arrested, they say, were in fact black. Attorney Ben Crump.
This whole Operation Safe Street was conceived with this notion that we didn't want black people, black tourists coming to Beverly Hills because they apparently feel that only a certain kind of people should come to Beverly Hills.
They're demanding that the attorney general, the governor, even the Justice Department launch investigations. Meantime, we've reached out to the Beverly Hills Police Department for comment. Reporting live in Beverly Hills, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Sheriff's detectives in Palmdale are still looking for a motive related to the attempted kidnapping of an 8-year-old boy by his next-door neighbor.
The incident happened as the boy and his cousin were walking home from school, and when they were near the family home on Avenue P, the man came out from his driveway, grabbed the child, threw him over his shoulder, and ran off with him. Screams from the boy alerted his family, who allegedly saw a portion of the abduction, and the man dropped the child and ran into his garage. Sheriff's deputies arrived minutes later, negotiated with the man, and got him to surrender. While the man was arrested on a charge of attempted kidnapping, given the fact the crime involved a juvenile, investigators have declined to release his name as they're questioning neighbors and others looking into the possibility this was not a singular event. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.